You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Up for school. Gear up for great. Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last. Ends 8/15.
There has been a major terror arrest in England. More from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Police say they've arrested 5 members of the same family as part of a counter-terrorism investigation. Officers say the suspects are being held on suspicion of possessing information likely to be useful to a person committing or preparing an act of terrorism. The 5, a middle-aged couple and their 3 teenage daughters, were arrested at an East London address and taken to a London police station. Police say one of the girls was first arrested last month on suspicion of preparation of terrorism. Charles de Ledesma, London.
6 U.S. fighter jets are now deployed at Turkey's southern airbase to join the U.S.-led coalition against ISIS. Turkey agreed last month to allow the U.S. to use the Incirlik airbase, which is close to ISIS strongholds across the border in Syria. The U.S. is expected to deploy around 30 fighter jets there. Stocks remain low in midday trading. The Dow has been down over 100 points today. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Hillary Clinton will reportedly give up the personal email server she used while Secretary of State. To this point, she has refused demands from congressional committees to turn over the server to a third party. Political science professor Leonard Steinhorn says the move will allow Clinton to say she is cooperating.
The worst thing that can happen with Hillary Clinton is to sustain a narrative of secrecy. This is something that's hit her throughout her political life, and she can't afford to continue that.
Meanwhile, she is campaigning in New Hampshire. Today she talked about gun laws.
I think about young mothers with their babies in supermarkets and seeing some guy with an AK-47, you know, on his back because he has a permit to carry it in public. Well, no, you cannot go around intimidating the people of this country like that. That's wrong.
And she is proposing universal background checks. Rescue officials say 13 people were treated for carbon monoxide poisoning after a Walmart in Central Florida was evacuated today. Officials say gas had reached unsafe levels by 4 a.m. at the store in Avalon Park. The cause is still under investigation. Motorists are beginning to see a difference at the gas pump. The Lundberg survey says the average price of regular gas has dropped 11 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.71 a gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average sits 81 cents below the price last year. The cheapest price recorded was $2.19 a gallon in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome to Talented People. It's about 3:06 already on August 12th. I hope you're having a nice summer. I've been out of the radio station for a couple weeks here. I feel like it's been a year, but I'm glad to be back. And I really do hope that you've been having a nice couple weeks here. I was going to Austin to drop off my son, Michael, with my husband for his university at Texas at Austin, going back to school this year. So right now, if you happen to be listening in and you're in the New Jersey area, tonight, partly cloudy with a low about 58, northwest wind 5 to 9 miles per hour. Thursday, sunny with a high near 81, calm wind becoming northwest about 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low about 55. Sunny all day on Friday with a high of 87, and then partly cloudy with a low about 61 on Friday night. Mostly sunny with a high of 88 on Saturday, and then partly cloudy with a low about 63 on Saturday night. Mostly sunny again on Sunday with a high of 88 and a low about 64. And then the same thing again, mostly sunny with a high about 89 on Monday and partly cloudy with a low of 65. So we have a beautiful weather forecast. It is gorgeous outside right now. So hope you're enjoying it. Again, it's 3:07 on August 12th. And our guest today, we actually have two guests calling in on Talented People. The first one, her name is Anna Diaz, and she's the relationship manager of the Scotch Plains branch of Unity Bank. Are you there, Anna?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Now, we're so glad to have you on the line. I want to find out a little bit about you and also about some of the work that you all do at Unity Bank with nonprofits, but I want to let everybody know something real quickly. Unity Bank is the proud sponsor of a very, very special event that's going to be coming up at the Palace at Somerset Park on October 8th. And Unity Bank is presenting Steve Califer as one of the keynote speakers. He's the founder of Flemington Car and Truck Country, which I know about if you're out there listening, you know the name. And he's also the chairman of the Somerset Patriots, in addition to being an award-winning filmmaker and a philanthropist. And he's going to be talking on the 8th at the Palace at Somerset Park to nonprofits about what is it that makes a loyal philanthropist? How do you gain their loyalty and keep it? And then we also have Michelle Sikirka, who's going to be the keynote speaker in the morning, speaking about some of the trends for nonprofits. And the day is packed with everything from learning how to grant write, differentiating yourself. We're going to have Ellen Nardoni from the Paul Nardoni Trustee Foundation. She's going to talk about marketing and differentiating. So the day's packed. You can go online at Mariah with two R's, M-A-R-R-I-A-H, media.com, and register if you're a nonprofit for this event. There's 150 seats available. Space is limited. And again, it's coming up on October 8th. It is a day to not be missed. If you are a nonprofit and you want to learn best practices, for nonprofits, this is going to be the day, and you're going to be able to meet with some of the leading decision makers and those that actually guide nonprofits in the state of New Jersey, all in one place from 8:30 in the morning till 3. So, Anna, why don't you tell us a little bit about your work as the relationship manager of the Scotch Plains Unity Bank office?
Sure. Well, I've been with Unity Bank for 14 years, and I started as a teller and worked my way up to a branch manager position. And for Unity Bank, we're treated as part of the family. We're a true community bank. So we do a lot of volunteer work in town. I work closely with the Rotary Club, the Fanwood Scotch Plains Rotary Club here in town. And we do a lot of volunteer work. Once a month, we get together and we do prepare mobile meals to the senior citizens, and we deliver mobile meals to their homes once a month.
That's wonderful. I know that we've talked, we are featuring different Unity Bank, representatives throughout the course of the summer and through October 8th when you are actually sponsoring the event at the Palace for Nonprofits. And unanimously, I've heard from all of the branch managers and those that have been working with Unity Bank that they do. They give you time, they support you, and you have the ability to do such good work for the community, and being a community bank, you know, it does make such a difference. So why don't you tell us a little bit about tell us your favorite event as working with the nonprofits in your area?
Well, that's one of my favorite events. It's the Fanwood Scotch Plains Rotary, and we also, what we do is we volunteer once a year at the Community Food Bank of New Jersey. So Unity Bank gives us that opportunity for us to reach out to our community as a whole. And we know that nonprofit organizations are very important businesses in our community.
What about if someone out there is a nonprofit in the Scotch Plains area, or for any other of the 15-plus branches that Unity Bank has, if they wanted to try to reach out to get some support from a Unity Bank branch like yours in Scotch Plains, what would they do?
Well, they will reach out to me and see if, you know, what we can do for them, because what we, you know, we want to do is spread the word to these and help out these nonprofit organizations reach their goal. We have a great program. It's YouCare, and we'll help them reach their financial goals. We support each other as a team.
And I know when a nonprofit is starting out, a lot of times they really do need guidance and so on, and they need to get that visibility and the credibility, actually, to those in their communities to get that support. And so I do find it just amazing the amount of goodwill and support that Unity Bank does do for the nonprofits in all of the different locations, because there's so many different types of nonprofits. Can you give us an idea on a typical day, what or maybe in a week or so, what kind of nonprofits come to you, and what kind of status do they have to be at? Do they have to be a 501c3, or what's the story with that?
Absolutely. They have to be a 501c3, and what we can do is we can help them speak to their nonprofit people. And like today I met with someone from an organization for the women. It's called Oasis, and it's women who are we're trying to get women out of poverty. And I spoke to her, and she wants to see if we can talk to her people, because they're going to run a program where it's going to be like a teleprogram to help them reach a career and get themselves out of poverty. And with the YouCare program, this is great because they will receive donations, a quarterly donation, to help them with their goals. And it's confidential, and it's funds not from the supporters. It's the funds that we give to them, to the nonprofit.
Can you tell a little bit more about that YouCare program, just a little bit?
Well,
what is it?
The YouCare program, it's a nonprofit for the customers of the bank, and they can receive donations based on the supporters at Unity Bank. The more supporters, the more donations they will receive.
And it makes total sense, because basically, if they are out there working on building, you know, their own businesses and their initiatives, if they have those supporting them, then you all at Unity Bank are supporting the people who support them, which it goes back even to a wider, you know, group and audience. It's your customers and then also those that they care about, which I think is just an awesome idea.
Absolutely. And what we do, too, is right now we have a nonprofit organization who's our feature business of the month. And we it's Plainfield Tiffany's, our business customer, and we display their business for the month. So they have concerts that run throughout the year. And we spread the word to 15 other locations on our TV screen. So that's what we want to do.
And what was the name of that?
Well, it's a business of the month. We choose the business of the month, and we display it in our lobby.
And you said they were a symphony? Is that what you said?
Plainfield Symphony.
That's so lovely. And then you actually share that with your other branches so they get even higher visibility?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. So if for everybody out there, again, is there anything else that you'd like to tell everyone about, you know, just particularly, you know, how to get in touch with you as the relationship manager of the Scotch Plains branch of the Unity Bank, and anything else they need to know?
They can either call me on my phone or send me an email. My phone number is 908-233-8009. My email address is anna.ciaz@unitybank.com.
Well, I just want to thank you for calling in today and for sharing this information. I also want to let you know, I hope that you join us at the Palace on October 8th for the Best Practices event, because there are so many nonprofits out there to get to know and learn more about what they are trying to do, because they just have such great passion for their work. And so we, as you, support them fully. So thank you so much, Anna, for calling in, and keep up the great work over there at Unity Bank at Scotch Plains.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So you can see we're featuring Unity Bank because they're sponsoring this amazing event that's going to be going on for nonprofits on the 8th of October at the Palace at Somerset Park. And the day is just literally packed with information for nonprofits. It's about grant writing, differentiating yourself, trends. There's David Gray, who used to be with the New Jersey Nonprofit Center, who's also going to, he's with the Philadelphia Ballet now. He's going to be talking about some of the most important topics for nonprofits and how to make sure these are all following best practices. So we're going to go to our first break, and then we'll be right back with Talented People. Thanks for listening in.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, HuntertonChamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, the real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Protests continued in Ferguson last night, but they were more subdued. AP correspondent Ted Shaffrey says there were some minor incidents, though.
Some protesters got in a vehicle and were chanting and waving a flag, and they parked in the middle of the road and refused to move it. And then the police moved in and made the driver take the vehicle back into one of the nearby parking lots.
Meanwhile, armed militias are patrolling the streets, and some residents are uneasy about it. Drums played as activists push for an independent probe of a prosecutor's handling of the shooting death of Michael Brown. They are appealing a judge's ruling last month that tossed out their lawsuit. An ISIS affiliate in Egypt appears to have killed a Croatian man. They posted pics online, but the Croatian prime minister says the death has not yet been confirmed. The man was working in Cairo when he was kidnapped, and it raises concerns among businesses who have workers in the area. This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last. Ends 8/15.
There has been a major terror arrest in England. More from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Police say they've arrested 5 members of the same family as part of a counter-terrorism investigation. Officers say the suspects are being held on suspicion of possessing information likely to be useful to a person committing or preparing an act of terrorism. The 5, a middle-aged couple and their 3 teenage daughters, were arrested at an East London address and taken to a London police station. Police say one of the girls was first arrested last month on suspicion of preparation of terrorism. Charles de Ledesma, London.
6 U.S. fighter jets are now deployed at Turkey's southern airbase to join the U.S.-led coalition against ISIS. Turkey agreed last month to allow the U.S. to use the Incirlik airbase, which is close to ISIS strongholds across the border in Syria. The U.S. is expected to deploy around 30 fighter jets there. Stocks remain low in midday trading. The Dow has been down over 100 points today. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Hillary Clinton will reportedly give up the personal email server she used while Secretary of State. To this point, she has refused demands from congressional committees to turn over the server to a third party. Political science professor Leonard Steinhorn says the move will allow Clinton to say she is cooperating.
The worst thing that can happen with Hillary Clinton is to sustain a narrative of secrecy. This is something that's hit her throughout her political life, and she can't afford to continue that.
Meanwhile, she is campaigning in New Hampshire. Today she talked about gun laws.
I think about young mothers with their babies in supermarkets and seeing some guy with an AK-47, you know, on his back because he has a permit to carry it in public. Well, no, you cannot go around intimidating the people of this country like that. That's wrong.
And she is proposing universal background checks. Rescue officials say 13 people were treated for carbon monoxide poisoning after a Walmart in Central Florida was evacuated today. Officials say gas had reached unsafe levels by 4 a.m. at the store in Avalon Park. The cause is still under investigation. Motorists are beginning to see a difference at the gas pump. The Lundberg survey says the average price of regular gas has dropped 11 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.71 a gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average sits 81 cents below the price last year. The cheapest price recorded was $2.19 a gallon in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Welcome back to Talented People. It's 3:24 on August 12th. Hope you're having a great day. Just want to let you know, if you're happening to be in the central New Jersey area, the detailed forecast tonight: partly cloudy with a low about 58, northwest wind 5 to 9 miles per hour. Thursday, sunny with a high near 81. It is gorgeous, by the way, outside right now. I hope you're enjoying it. I can't wait to get out of here, actually. Anyway, tomorrow is going to be gorgeous as well. Sunny with a high of 81, and then mostly clear with a low about 55 on Thursday night. Sunny all day again on Friday with a high of 87, and then partly cloudy with a low of 61 on Friday night. Mostly sunny all day with a high of 88 on Saturday, partly cloudy with a low about 63 on Saturday night. Mostly sunny again with a high of 88 on Sunday, and then partly cloudy with a low of 64 on Sunday night. And then mostly sunny continuing on Monday with a high of 89 and a low of 65. So we have a really nice forecast ahead of us. I wanted to just let you know what we're doing today on Talented People is I've got two guests. I had one person, she called in on the first of the hour, and she was the manager from the Scotch Plains office for Unity Bank. And then we have, and her name was Anna Diaz, and we have Jan Lawler, who's the relationship manager of the Phillipsburg branch of Unity Bank, calling in just about 3:30, about 4 minutes from now. But what I wanted to let you know about is an event that's coming up, and I'm going to give you the details on it now, so if you happen to have a pen and paper ready, or if you know of a nonprofit, you might want to let them know to listen in on the next 15 or so minutes of Talented People to learn about this. The event's called What Makes a Successful Nonprofit? Lessons from the Leaders. Best Practices is the event at the Palace at Somerset Park on October 8th. And this event is being brought to you by Unity Bank, Mariah Media, and Jeannie Murphy PR. We're introducing New Jersey's network of international business leaders, providing training, consulting, and support on achieving excellence for nonprofits. Again, it will be held on October 8th at the Palace at Somerset Park. Continuing education credits will be given out for the full day event. We just want to let you know that's being provided by Mercer Institute of Management and Technology Training. Did you know that there are 30,000 501c3 organizations in New Jersey? That is only in New Jersey. And 501c3, they employ about 314,000 people, nearly 10% of the state's private sector workforce, and more people than in many other industries, mostly including construction, utilities, transportation, finance, and insurance. Now, they spend over $37 billion, if you can believe that, in the Garden State every year. 88% of those 501c3 organizations have budgets of under $500,000. So they really need guidance. They need to know about the best practices, and they're always struggling to get support, actually create loyalty, and have really situations where that when they need to be refunded, they can go back to their their funders and ask for it because they're doing such good work. So all of that is really important. And so this is what that event's going to be about on October 8th. So if you're a nonprofit, if you're an existing, established, well-known nonprofit within New Jersey, if you're New Jersey-based, you are welcome to attend. Or if you're starting out and you have not gotten your 501c3 yet, but you're looking to find out more about best practices or listen, really from the lessons of the leaders, I'm going to tell you a little bit about who they are that are going to be featured speakers that day. First, we have, I'm going to go to a commercial break real quick because I know our guest is calling in. We'll be right back. Stand by, Talented People.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. It's 3:30 already on August 12th. Hope you're having a great day. I want to finish up what I was talking about, which is the upcoming event at the Palace at Somerset Park for nonprofits being brought to you by Unity Bank. We have featured speakers that are going to be there. Two of them off the top are Steve Califer, who's the founder, as you know, of Flemington Car and Truck Country, chairman of the Somerset Patriots, award-winning film producer and philanthropist. And he's going to be talking about what does a benefactor look for in a nonprofit on the 8th at the Palace. Michelle Sikirka, who I'm sure you know the name, is the president and CEO of NJBIA, that's New Jersey Business and Industry Association. She's doing the morning keynote, and she's going to talk about how to build teamwork, enthusiasm, and ultimate success in a change environment by staying positive, empowering staff, and relentlessly engaging in external stakeholders. You and I both know that that is a universal fit presentation on both those. So if you're out and about and you would like to join us, you can go to Mariah Media and sign up and register. There's an early bird special going on right now. It's a full day event from about 8:30 in the morning till 2:45, and the early bird special ends on the 15th of the month of August. So go online, register. If you're a 501c3 or pending, you're still invited as long as you're a New Jersey-based nonprofit. And you can also sign up if you're otherwise interested in attending as well on the site. You can find the information. But right now, our guest calling in is another representative. She's the relationship manager for the Phillipsburg office of Unity Bank, the branch, I should call it. Her name is Jan Lawler. Jan, are you there?
I am.
Thanks for calling in today.
My pleasure.
We are totally intrigued and enjoying learning about Unity Bank and all of the different branches and all of the different work that you all do to support nonprofits. And so that's what we'd like you to talk about today. First, tell us a little bit about yourself and what it's like and what brought you into banking as the relationship manager in the Phillipsburg branch.
Well, I've actually been with Unity Bank, coincidentally enough, 13 years today.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Happy anniversary.
I started in our corporate office. I had the opportunity to begin there, move into the Flemington area, so I'm very familiar with where you are. And then I went back to corporate, managed the branch there for a while, and I came out to Phillipsburg. And I love the demographics of the Phillipsburg location. It's challenging, it's interesting, and there is such a need for an organization like ours out here.
And, you know, it's interesting because I have talked to some of the executives with Unity Bank and just learning about all the different branches across the state of New Jersey and slightly into that Pennsylvania area over there in Phillipsburg area. And, you know, the landscape, I guess, of the different types of demographics in the population of New Jersey, they are so different, you know. So, and you're a little bit more, you know, I want to say a little home or your town, hometowny, you know, like Washington and so on. So it's nice to have you here. Tell us about the work you do with nonprofits and what it's like over there in Phillipsburg.
Well, what I do with the nonprofits, I've been very, very fortunate out here. I've been able to connect with people from Norwest Cap, Family Promise. I happen to be a Rotarian. When I came out to Phillipsburg, I really saw a need for me to change my focus on the organizations I was going to work with. And it was an eye-opener and totally enjoyable. I feel like what I do with Family Promise, both of Hunterdon and Warren County, is so essential to them. They make me feel like I'm literally a part of their organization with the support that I provide. If they need volunteer support, I volunteer. If they need financial support, I try to either donate, sponsor, donate clothing, donate, you know, food, whatever it may be. And if they need financial support on another level, I try to field their questions and answer their banking needs.
What exactly do they do there?
Who in particular?
You were just talking about, what was the organization that you were talking about you're supporting? I missed the name on the front end.
Family Promise.
Oh, Family Promise, yes. What do they do?
Family Promise is a very unique, it is not an organization for homeless. It is an organization to help people reconstruct their lives. They've had a situation where it's unfortunate and they are not in a home, or it can be brought on by divorce, by illness, by fire, by a number of things. These people work. It's just a place for them to go so they can get their feet back on the ground, get some direction.
And it's so important to offer that. And, you know, a lot of times people take it so for granted, especially out this way in Hunterdon County and across the state of New Jersey. You know, people just think that it's not really part of our culture or our, you know, state that doesn't have these problems. And yet they're everywhere. And,
absolutely,
you know, it's so important to make sure that people are aware of the work that these nonprofits are doing. And that's what I love about Unity Bank is that, you know, from the team, we've now probably spoken with about six people over the last 6 weeks, and they all have the same feeling. The bank itself, Unity, totally supports the employees that are doing the right thing. You also support your clients, or I guess your customers, your banking customers, because if they pick out a nonprofit that they want to be recognized, you guys support that. And then you also bring visibility to the nonprofit themselves.
Absolutely.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about, like, if someone were actually a nonprofit, I would say if they are just about to get their 501c3, because I know that's important for you all to have that, you know, how would they get in touch with you to explain what they do to see what kind of services you have to offer them?
Well, if they are in my area, they can either come right to my branch, they can call me directly, they can get me via email, they can go onto our website, check locations, they can connect with us that way. We have a wonderful customer care center, so if they call their 800 number, they can be directed to one of us through that. Depending on what they do, they probably connect with, you know, people in the town, and they can also refer to me or to another manager, whichever the case may be, wherever they're located. So their accessibility to us is very, very easy.
What about when you're thinking about the nonprofits that, you know, you work with on a, you know, monthly and daily basis, and you bring in Family Promises and so on? Can you call out to another one or two and just tell us a little bit about some of the extraordinary type of work that you've seen?
With Family Promise or with one of the other organizations?
With the other ones, too.
You know, that's a great question, because I also work with United Way. I work with them with the Project Homeless Connect. That's every January, and what that does is that's the statistics, the nationwide statistics of the homeless position that we're in and what services we need to do and what we need to provide for people out there. I've also had the opportunity of working with the town of Phillipsburg. This year we participated in their Old Town Festival, and that's an annual event. That event is solely for nonprofit. The food vendors in that particular event are all nonprofit, and that they are the people who totally benefit from that particular event.
When is that? I'm sorry, do you remember exactly when that? What is that?
It's the Old Town Festival, and it is the third weekend in July.
Nice. Oh my gosh!
It runs from a Friday evening through Sunday, culminating with fireworks. It's a nice event.
Oh, it sounds like it. Well, is there anything else you'd like everybody out there to know about on your, you know, from your branch of the Phillipsburg branch of Unity Bank? Because we know that you guys are doing just amazing things across the state with all the different branches.
Well, I have to tell you, it is such a pleasure to do it. It's a pleasure to see the faces of the people that we help. And my own personal experience, the employees, the directors, the volunteers that I have met through the organizations that I've had the privilege to work with, they are amazing, selfless people. And it truly is an honor for me to be able to help them.
Well, it sounds so sweet and genuine, and we really do appreciate all the work that you guys do. And we wish you, all the support that we can give back to you for giving out to the community over there.
Thank you so much.
All right. Happy anniversary again on your 13 years. That's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
It's a nice way to celebrate it, and I know they're celebrating you as well.
Absolutely.
So, thank you, Jan. Okay. I'm going to let everybody know here for a second a little bit more about this event that's coming up on October 8th. It is at the Palace at Somerset Park, being brought to you by Unity Bank, because they really have such a dedicated mission for nonprofits. And so, as I mentioned, Michelle Sikirka, the president and CEO of NJBIA, and also Steve Califer from Hunterdon County here from Flemington Car and Truck Country, Somerset Patriots, and so on, are both keynoting. And then we also have Leah Pontani, who's the director of Mercer Institute of Management and Technology Training, board member leadership qualities and grant writing. And that's going to actually bring CEU credits out to anyone who's interested in attending. You can sign up at mariahmedia.com. You can look on a Eventbrite, and you'll be able to see the event. Ellen Nardoni is the trustee for the Paul R. Nardoni Foundation, and she's going to be speaking about how to differentiate your nonprofit from the rest. The Paul R. Nardoni Foundation actually earned a national award for some of the creative nonprofit work they've been doing, and that's really going to be something to learn about on the day of October 8th. And then David Gray, executive director of the Pennsylvania Ballet and former president of the Center for Nonprofits New Jersey, is going to be speaking about popular trends for nonprofit success. All of that, and on top of that, we're also adding in a panel that's moderated by Mayor Janice Kovach of Clinton, New Jersey, and she's going to be talking with a number of leaders, including Unity Bank, on the panel to talk about what they see from nonprofits, how they can get more support, and what does that all mean. So if you're a nonprofit out there, you can't miss this day. We ask you to sign up as soon as possible. Its space is limited on October 8th. And again, it's brought to you by Unity Bank and Mariah Media. So Jan, I want to thank you again for being on the show today. Okay. You take care, and I'm going to let you go now, and then I'm going to let everybody else know that if you want to sign up for that event, again, it's Mariah Media with two R's. You can pretty much look on Eventbrite and look at Best Practices, the Palace at Somerset Park, and you'll see how to register. So this is the end of our segment for today. I hope that you're having a great day and enjoying the weather. I'm going to be signing off here at Talented People right now at 3:41 on August 12th. And if you would like more information, you can get in touch with us at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office or at Mariah Media directly online. So thanks again for listening in today, and have a nice day.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Trump says the firestorm involving his exchange with Fox News personality Megyn Kelly during last week's debate hasn't hurt him with voters.
A new poll came out, 32%. That's the highest for anybody yet. So I can only go by the polls. The people that we're dealing with and whatever's happened, it is what it is.
Trump says today's actions by China that negatively impacted U.S. stocks shows the need for change in the White House.
They devalued their currency today. They're making it absolutely impossible for the United States to compete, and nobody does anything. China has no respect for President Obama whatsoever.
And he says action needs to be taken to improve race relations.
We have powder kegs all over the country. You need spirit, esprit de corps, cheerleading, and you need jobs. We have to take our jobs back from China. We have to take them back from all these other countries that have taken our job.
I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
An EPA spill in Colorado 2 days ago is continuing to cause problems downstream. The EPA initially reported 1 million gallons of waste had been spilled, but then later said actually 3 million gallons of wastewater had been spilled, giving the water an eerie orange hue. David Ariotti, an engineer with the Utah Department of Environmental Quality, says sites along the San Juan River are being tested for water quality.
What we're gathering is data that will help us characterize the water quality, and then we can assess the risk.
Ariotti, an engineer with the Utah Department of Environmental Quality, says the mine waste leak may not be a high-risk situation in Utah.
We won't know for sure until we get results from our samples.
And he says public safety is the reason creek and river water quality is being tested.
Be patient and avoid contact with the river. That's been that's been the message.
David Filfred, a council delegate with Navajo Nation, says people aren't getting the help and information they need from federal environmental officials.
How long are we going to continue to truck in water? Who's going to pick up the tab? Are we going to hold these people accountable? I want answers from EPA, but they're nowhere to be found.
Filfred adds people's lives are being affected by the mine's waste incident. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It is 65 degrees in Flemington right now. The time is 8:06. Clear skies, the rain is over, and we are set for what I believe to be a pretty darn good forecast. Partly cloudy today, a high of 82, winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low of 56 tonight. That'll tell you how much humidity is in the air. Winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday the 13th, sunny, 82, winds light and variable. Friday the 14th, sunny skies, 86. Plentiful sunshine on Saturday, and high of 90. And except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny and a high of 90 on Sunday. For Monday, it's mostly sunny skies and a high of 92, so the heat is starting to set in later this week. Temperatures in our area right now, it's 72 over in White House Station, 67 in Lebanon, 64 in Alexandria, 65 in Phillipsburg, 70 in East Amwell, and 66 in New Hope, Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by Chamber of Commerce. We are all about Hunterdon County. All right, a little Bob Seger this morning. First line, take those old records off the shelf. Why? Well, today is Vinyl Record Day. And from what I hear, certainly I have not experienced it, there are actually teenagers, 20-something people,
that have decided to sit around a record player nowadays and play old vinyl records because they quote-unquote say that they sound different compared to the digital. Now, I grant you, they will sound different, especially if you've played those records for a while. Remember how you used to have to clean the vinyl with a little sponge and some special cleaning fluid, and you got the hisses and the pops? I will also grant you that if you compress your digital music into MP3s, you're not getting the sound quality nearly that you should be getting out of CDs. But let me tell you this. Back in the early 80s, I was one of the first people to ever have a CD player. And the first time I ever heard a CD played after it was digitally mastered, I was hooked, because you could hear things on that digital recording that I had never heard, even the same recording that I had never heard on a record. So I grant you that vinyl records sound pretty cool and it's a little nostalgic, but if you find some good quality digital music, you're doing just fine. It is 10 after 8. It's time for us to look at what is going on with traffic on our Hunter County roads. HERTTMA.com sends me my alerts via email. You can follow them on email or you can get them from Twitter. 6:37 this morning, delays on 78. What a surprise. Eastbound Union Township in Hunterdon. Over at exit 11, County Route 614, Pattonburg. Delays due to volume. Aside from that, I don't have anything else. We had a couple of construction projects that we're supposed to be finishing up. I don't have a completion notification, so I'm just going to go on the premise that they were done, unless I hear otherwise. Good morning, Hunter and Hunchimber Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingChimberRadio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Diane Lane. We go traveling with Diane on Wednesdays at 8:40. And then at 9:15, we'll be talking to Mr. Joe Patton about the fallout from the China devaluation of their currency and see if that's going to continue today and into the rest of the week. At 10 o'clock, it's Modern Design. That is Richard Scuderi. He is the proprietor of Maven Hill Interior Designs over in Flemington. And Richard always does two shows on Wednesdays. And so let me... the first one is a show where he focuses on a guest, some partner or other interior designer that he would like to talk with them about, to give you ideas about good, cost-effective, efficient, and practical interior design plans and execution. At 2 o'clock, we'll get back to it later, but he takes call-ins and solves your problems with design dilemmas. Kim Pramatic is back from all of her vacation time, and she's coming in to help you understand how to take care of kids in the 21st century. She believes they are under more pressure now than ever before, and with technology and all the other things going on in the world, grandparents, teachers, uncles, aunts, parents all need to learn how to influence children from a different perspective. And so it's Kim Pramatic and Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamora Roll is on at noon. Ruth helps people understand how to get better coping skills, how to overcome addictions, to deal with stress management, and all the things that affect us emotionally and mentally. Hunter and Jug Professionals is on from 1 to 2, helping us understand how the 20-somethings are running their businesses. Modern Design, Design Dilemma. That's Richard Scuderi comes back, takes your phone calls, your Twitter feeds, your Facebook questions, and he answers them all. And he's had folks from far and wide, including Australia, contacting him. So Richard's getting quite a following. Talented People with Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly is on from 3 to 4, promoting and giving you insight into up-and-comers, public speakers, book authors, those that are making a difference or will be making a difference in the world as part of Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. And then what is going on in real estate? It's Joe Eggert, Tony Page, and they talk anything and everything that has to do with real estate. And they have a special call-in guest today, according to their Facebook page, which is Jersey Real Estate Solutions. And he says, Congressman Leonard Lance will be calling into our Hunterdon Chamber Real Estate Radio tomorrow, or today, at 5 p.m. to discuss renewing aid to 911 first responders and survivors. After that, we'll also discuss new federal truth in lending rules taking effect October 3rd and how they will impact home sales, answer listeners' questions. Give them a call at 908-237-0410 if you have a question. And you can also email them ahead of the show or send it to their Facebook page. So there you go. New Jersey Real Estate Solutions is their Facebook page. Joe and Tony, anything and everything about real estate. That's the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, Twitter handle. That's Hunting Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamber.com. We'll be right back.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at HuntingChamber.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Cooking Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Feet pound as they raced across the ground, and the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round.
I can't get through it. All right, it's Benny Hill helping me with BrownieLocks.com. I miss Benny Hill. There's some great clips of him, man. All right, BrownieLocks.com, celebration services for the week and the day. It's Gay Games, 8 to the 15th. National Motorcycle Week, Feeding Pets of the Homeless Week, National Resurrect Romance Week, Elvis Week, Weird Context Week, National Aviation Week starts on the 15th. And for today, it's IBM PC Day. Today in 1981, the IBM PC was brought to the market. And you might not realize it, but that was the first time that a complete computer was sitting on your desk with a printer for about $1,500. They got it up to about 1 minute, a system being bought one every minute of every day for quite some time. And now you look at your phone and you look at your PCs, and we're not even close to where that IBM PC's programming was.